congratulations. What a night for you and your family, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, it's an honor and privilege. I don't think there's a happier man on the planet than my dad.
Oh,
not you?
Who?
No, I'm fighting for the top, but I mean, he's through the roof.
Well, I'm glad you're with us here on NewOrleansSaints.com, and at a late hour, I know it's what? It's after midnight on the East Coast, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I'm going to try to catch some shut-eye, I'm telling you.
I don't know if you're going to be able to go to sleep for a while, especially if Dad's making all that noise still.
Let me tell you, we're going to be trying to quiet him down pretty soon.
Did you have any inkling that tonight would be your night? Did you have a feeling? Take me through what the night was like, because it went so long.
Well, I can honestly say I did my best to write a resume. You know, being at FAU, I think I did everything I could. I broke records for them. I tried to win games. I left it all on the field. You know, and then at the same time, I went to the East-West game, which was an honor and a privilege to play in, and I left it on the field there. And then the combine was just showing my athletic ability. I earned the honor of a Saints workout. I tried my best to do what was told, and I do it to a team. And, you know, I learned like a day one install and learned that the best I could, and they saw fit to use a pick on me, and I'm, you know, a very blessed man.
Trey, who worked you out and where did you work out?
They worked me out at the, I think it was it wasn't the D-line coach. I think he was going through his surgery. So they sent a linebacker coach. He was from, I believe, Texas A&M. Didn't really know much about him. I was actually surprised. But at the end, I guess it echoed down the charts and, you know, made an impact on him.
Now, Trey, this team came into the draft saying there was a must to get a defensive end. Did you get that sense? And are you a guy who feels pretty confident about filling that role?
I'm confident in whatever they want me to do, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability.
15 tackles for losses for you last year, Trey. We heard that you received some interest both as a linebacker and a defensive end. Walk us through each of those parts of your games, and do you have a preference?
You know, playing football on Sunday. Playing football on Sunday is going to be my new preference. I asked my coaches if I could play more outside linebacker for them. They needed help at defensive end. So whatever the Saints need me to play, I'm going to play it. If it's all three on kickoff or kickoff covering or, you know, any of those things, I'm going to do it.
Trey, weren't you a tight end at one point?
Yes, sir. In high school, I flipped to the other side of the ball to help the team win a state championship in 2012.
So did you go off to Florida Atlantic as a defensive player or an offensive player?
Defense.
Okay. Do you find that schools like Florida Atlantic, you know, we're looking at the Saints drafts selections throughout this week, and, you know, schools like Ohio State, Wisconsin, Utah all come up, and then there's Florida Atlantic, and the Saints have this history of finding guys at schools like Florida Atlantic. Did that register with you at all when you, I guess, started gaining interest from New Orleans?
Not necessarily. I think we all put the pads on the same way. I think what they have me on their board is up to them. I'm trying to brand it Trey Hendrickson. And through that, I'd play anything. I'm trying to just run, you know. And they saw that, and they feel like they can mold that into the best Saint I can be. And I'm more than happy to do that.
What was the best part of this process, and what was the worst part of this process?
Well, you know, the best part of this process was obviously tonight. I mean, it was an absolutely unbelievable feeling getting that phone call. I really didn't believe it until my name got called on the television. You know, and watching the reaction of my family, it was really a beautiful moment. And the hardest thing, obviously, was becoming, you know, like it almost was like a track athlete for all the stuff that we had to do at the combine. And, you know, it comes with some fluidity, and you know, it was fun to do that, but you know, that was, you know, a grind.
Trey, it sounds like you and your dad must be pretty close. It's always interesting to get a little snapshot into who you are as a person. Walk me through how you got started in football and what type of influence your dad has had on you.
Yeah, I've been playing Pop Warner since I was, 10 years old. And back then, he was the guy coaching me up. You know, he went to Missouri Southern as defensive end and tight end. So it was kind of like the same breed of player. So he taught me everything I used to know. You know, I had football jerseys, and a football in my hand since I was a little kid. You know, he always taught me to stay low and things. But the day I became a defensive end was when he told me to always run to the ball and good things will happen. And one time a quarterback rolled out, stopped his feet, turned back my way. I kept running the ball, stayed low, and rolled right through him. And at that moment, my dad and I had like a real connection on why I'm going to be a defensive end. So,
Trey, what did he do when you got drafted?
Oh, he almost, I've never seen him jump so high. he's an old man, and he was absolutely, just the happiest man on the planet. You know, I actually have his name. I'm Trey Hendrickson, but I'm Collins Hendrickson III. He's Collins the junior. So, we've had a close relationship since I was born.
Trey, what else would you want Saints fans to know about your background or what you think you're bringing to this football team, even as a rookie, which I know will be a grind and a transition for you?
So I'm sorry, my phone kind of cut out there.
That's okay.
I'll transition to being a Saint?
Yeah, just what would you want Saints fans to know about you, whether it be something that we've failed to ask you about, something that is a part of your makeup or the way that you play that perhaps you'd want those fans to really think about here in the coming weeks before you arrive in New Orleans?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to play football the best way I can do it, and I'm trying to play it right. I'm trying to leave all the distractions off the field aside. I don't want to be a distraction to this organization. I want to play football the way it was supposed to be played. You know, hardworking effort, not taking plays off, and winning football games. I'm ready to win some football games. And, I'm more than happy to fly into New Orleans and start putting the pads on because, like I said, I've been a track athlete for the last couple months, and I missed the feeling of sacking a quarterback. So I'm ready to get after it.
Well, Trey, I figure, right, it's like 12:20 a.m. in Florida. I mean, if Dad hustles up and gets some gas in the car, I mean, you and Dad could probably be here by lunchtime tomorrow, and we could just get started then if that's okay with him.
Hey, it'd be okay with me, too, I'm telling you. Give me a helmet and some pads. I'm ready to go.
Sounds good. Congratulations, Trey. It's a pleasure to speak with you, and we look forward to seeing you and Dad and anybody else you want to bring over here soon enough.
I appreciate the time. Thank you.
You got it. Trey Hendrickson, defensive end, Florida Atlantic University, now a member of the New Orleans Saints. And that's a great way to end our telecast here tonight.
I think he's eager.